Do you ever feel like you're drowning in busy work, spinning your wheels, but not actually moving your business forward? Let's declare that it's time to break free. In this episode, I'll show you how to cut through the clutter, reclaim your time, and focus on what really matters. We're talking about practical steps to identify, eliminate, and automate the tasks that are holding you back. If you're ready to stop being busy and start being strategic, this is the episode you've been waiting for. Tune in and let's transform your business together. Let's do this. Are you that driven entrepreneur who believes that working harder holds the key to your dreams? Are you drowning in the day-to-day tasks, wishing you had more time to strategize and cast the vision for your business growth? Hi, I'm Donna Dubé, your guide on this entrepreneurial journey. I've walked in your worn-out shoes, burning the midnight oil, convinced that sheer hard work was the secret to success. Just one more email, one more task, until I found myself on a one-way track to burnout. But here's the twist in the tale. I discovered that success isn't just about working harder, it's about working smarter. It's about being intentional with our time. It's about steering our ship with focus. Because no team, system, or automation can outperform a lack of direction. In this podcast, I'm sharing with you all the strategies for business growth that it took me years to learn. If you're ready to step out of the daily overwhelm so you can amplify your profits, then I'm ready to teach you. I believe the only limit to your business growth is the one you set for yourself. Go grab a notebook, warm up that cup of tea, and let's do this. Well, hello, welcome back, small business owners and CEOs. I'm so glad you're here. Back for another episode where I'm going to dive into something that I know every single one of you has faced or is going to face, but probably you don't spend a lot of time talking about it. And it's what I call busy work. You know, those endless tasks that keep you busy all day, but don't really move the needle for your business. I imagine it like that hamster running in the wheel. He's tired after running and running and running, but he hasn't really accomplished much. And today I want to help you banish that busy work so you can focus on what truly matters. So we're going to dive in and we're going to go through how we can identify busy work, how we can eliminate it, how we can automate it, delegate it, and finally, focus on what matters most. But first, I want to start with identifying busy work. I get it. It's so easy to get caught up in the hustle, right? Thinking that being busy means being productive. But the truth here is that that's not always the case. Busy work often disguises itself as important tasks, meaning quote-unquote revenue generating, but in reality, it's just keeping you occupied without adding real value to your business. So what exactly is busy work? Well, for me, it's those low-value tasks that fill up our day but don't move the needle for our business. And I can guarantee we all have them. Think about activities like going through your emails, scheduling meetings, or even minor bookkeeping tasks. Sure, they're necessary, often repetitive, and time-consuming. So how can you identify busy work in your routine? Well, today I've got a simple exercise for you. And I want you to hear me out before you decide, I'm not doing that, I don't have time for that. Again, we have to make time. We can't imagine that it's going to increase. We all have the same number of hours. So if we really want something to happen, we have to make time for it. So how you identify your busy work is start by keeping a log of your daily activities, ideally for a week. Yes, my friends, I know this is not the shiniest thing to do, but honestly, you are going to get so many golden nuggets from spending the time doing this. And it's not just to do it and look at it. We're actually going to start moving things to different buckets based on what we found in our daily log. So at the end of the week, You're going to review your list of everything you did for the week, and you're going to ask yourself a few critical questions. Three of them, in fact. The first is this task contributing directly to my business goals? And then put a why or a no beside the task for that. The second question, could someone else handle this task? And third question, can this task be automated? And by going through the list of the tasks that you did for the week and answering these three simple questions, you're going to start to see patterns emerge. You're going to spot the tasks that are taking up your time, but not delivering value. I remember a few years ago, I was in a similar situation. I spent hours doing busy work each week. It was time consuming, and while it felt productive, it wasn't making a significant impact on my bottom line. And it wasn't until I took a step back and really analyzed my day-to-day activities that I realized that a lot of it was pure busy work. Okay, so that's what we're going to do. We're going to track our time for a week, and then we're going to ask ourselves those three questions. Once we've done that, we've now identified several tasks which are busy work. So now our next step is to try to eliminate the ones we can. And this can be tricky because I know often it feels like these tasks are necessary. But the truth is there are smarter ways to handle them. So it's easier said than done, but trust me, there are strategies that can help you reduce and eliminate this busy work. So one strategy that has certainly worked wonders for a lot of people is batching tasks. This is where we're going to group similar tasks together and tackle them all in one go. So as an example, you've probably heard this before. Don't leave your email inbox open all day long. Have set dedicated times, 2 or 3 in the day, when you're going to go into your inbox and deal with the messages that are in there. You dedicate a specific time block during the day for answering those emails. And this way, you're not constantly switching between your email and a task you're trying to do. Because the truth is, we know this not only drains our energy, but also our focus. So if you're deep into a task, leave that inbox, that fire can wait, and you have a specific time for getting to those emails. When you do go into your email, make sure that you're doing something with each of the emails. Don't just read it and leave it there. Because again, you're going to come back and read it another time. Or another day, you're going to come back and read it again. So you want to make sure that you're doing something with each of those emails. Even if it's that you can't complete whatever needs to be done right then, you're putting it somewhere so that it can get taken care of. So that's batching. Another way we can batch is we're looking at our schedule and saying, okay, Tuesday mornings are going to be my marketing time. That's when I'm going to be working on the marketing activities for my business that I'm responsible for. We're batching our marketing tasks together. Makes it easier for our brain, our energy, and our focus. Another strategy is setting boundaries. And we could go on a whole episode just about setting boundaries, but for me, it's really about limiting the time spent on non-essential activities. So if I have some work that I need to get done and I'm feeling like I'm going to get distracted, I will often use the Pomodoro technique, which you've probably heard about it. It's really a time management method where we're going to work in focus bursts for 25 or 30 minutes, and then we're going to take a short break. This helps me stay on task and avoid getting sucked into busy work. Because no doubt the busy work is there, right? I just need to look at my phone or my inbox or my Slack and it's there, no doubt. But I want to avoid that for short bursts of time where I can do some deep work and really focus. So for me, I like to do it for about 30 minutes and then take a 5-minute break. During that 5-minute break, I can get up, I can walk around, get some water, use the bathroom, you know, whatever that is for you. But take that short break and then come back and focus again. So that helps me to set some boundaries. And lastly here, I wanted to suggest prioritizing tasks. Now, if you've been listening to this podcast for any length of time, you frequently hear me talk about the Eisenhower matrix and the urgent and important quadrants. And really, this is a simple way to categorize our tasks based on their urgency and their importance. Urgency meaning when it needs to be done by, and importance meaning directly tied to revenue generating. And this helps you decide what needs immediate attention and what can be postponed, or even better, eliminated. Yes, there are things that you're doing right now that can be eliminated. How can I know that? How can I know that? I can't see your task list. I can guarantee that there are strategies and things you're doing right now that are not giving you a return on investment, but you haven't taken the time to actually analyze and see if they are. If you're doing something, it's taking your time and it's not giving you a return on investment, why keep doing it? So here's a big one, learning to say no. Such a small little word, but for some of us, so, so difficult to do. We have to remember that not every request or opportunity is actually worth our time. And I certainly fell into this trap. When I started my business, I used to say yes to every networking event, every meeting, every opportunity that came my way. But over time, I realized that not all of them were aligned with my goals, and my calendar was actually being filled up with things that I wasn't getting a return on investment from. So learning to say no to the things that don't serve your business can really make a difference in helping you be intentional with your time, because this allows you time to say yes to the things that are in alignment. And those might look different for you versus me, right? Remember, we are running two different businesses and we are two different people and we have different target audiences. So I don't expect the things that I say yes to fit 100% for you. That's why you'll notice on this podcast, I'm not saying this is how you grow your business. This is the answer to all your problems, right? I'm giving you strategies, but the actual way you're going to implement it is up to you. And it has to fit with you and your business. All right, so we've identified busy work. We've probably identified some tasks. Hopefully we were able to eliminate some tasks. What's next? Now we want to talk about what we can automate. And in today's digital world, there are so many tools available that can really take those repetitive tasks off your plate. And I want you to know that automation is not just for large corporations. It's 100% accessible to small businesses too. And honestly, automation can be your best friend when it comes to banishing busy work. I know when I first discovered automation tools, it was almost like finding a hidden treasure chest, because suddenly hours were freed up from my week that I could invest back into planning and growth initiatives. Now, the truth is, it takes some time to set up these automations. That's no doubt, I'm not going to deny that. But I look at it as short-term investment for a long-term gain, right? If I can set up a tool so that saves me, you know, an hour, half an hour every time that task comes up, then I've saved in the long run. So here's a few examples I just want to tell you about that I've discovered, but certainly there are a lot more. So something like Zapier to automate workflows between different apps. So if you find yourself doing the same task over and over, like transferring data from one platform to another, chances are there's a way you can automate it. And something like Zapier, there's other products out there, but that one can connect many tools that you're currently using in your business. So for example, connect your email marketing to your CRM or to your project management tool. So you don't have to manually move information around. Big time saver. Another great tool that has automations built into many of them are the social media schedulers, right? I personally like one called SmarterQ. This allows you to plan your posts ahead of time, schedule them, and with SmarterQ, you can even add them to a queue to repeat and repost at a different time. So I can sit down, batch my content all in one time, and I can post everything I want for the week or a couple of weeks in one sitting. Now, let me preface this by saying I am not a content creator and I'm not a heavy social media user. So I do have posts on a few platforms, I do have a presence, but I certainly don't spend a lot of my time there. All right, and if you have a team or you're considering making your first hire, then a project management tool helps to streamline task assignments and deadlines. It helps keep track of everything without having to manually update in a dozen different spreadsheets. And while we're on the spreadsheet side of things, let's not forget about accounting. Tools like QuickBooks or FreshBooks can automate invoicing, expense tracking, and even payroll. This can save you hours every month. So I want you to think about automating busy work. Is it you're not only saving time, but you're also reducing your mental load. Because when you have to manage all these small little tasks yourself, you have to keep them top of mind. Right? It's those balls that you're juggling all day, trying not to forget. But if you're automating something, you're now letting go of that ball. The automation is going to take care of that. And it's reducing your mental load, making it much easier for you to focus and not be exhausted at the end of the day. All right. So if you're still with me, we've identified busy work. We've decided what can be eliminated. We've looked at what can be automated. Now what's next? Well, I want to talk a little bit about delegating. And I know for a lot of people, delegation is one of the hardest things for small business owners to do. But the other side of the coin is that it's absolutely crucial for you to do if you want to grow. And I get it. You started your business. It's very important to you. And it's hard sometimes to let go of the reins. But by trying to do everything yourself, you're looking at a surefire way to burnout. Because the truth is, there are plenty of tasks that don't require your personal touch. These are the tasks you should be delegating. I want you to think of delegation as not just offloading work, but actually empowering others and freeing yourself up from more of those high-level decision-making that you need to do. In order to grow your small business, you need to start making decisions like the leader you want to become, not the business owner you are right now. So start by identifying tasks that are routine but essential. Things like bookkeeping, customer service, even admin support. These are tasks that need to get done, but I really want you to question, do they need to be done by you as the business owner? So here's a few tips on how you can get started with delegation. If you already have a or more team members, I want you to start identifying potential delegates. I want you to assess your team's strengths and assign tasks to them accordingly. Maybe you have someone who's great at customer service or someone who's very detail-oriented and would be perfect for managing projects. Leverage the strength of the people that you have on your team. And if you don't know what their strengths are, great, book a one-on-one and let's have that conversation. The second piece of delegating is setting clear instructions. So you want to provide detailed guidelines to ensure that tasks are completed as you expect. Because remember, your team members can't read your mind. This might mean creating checklists, providing examples, or setting up a quick Loom or training session. But the truth is, the clearer you are, the smoother the delegation process will be. And the third part of this is trusting your team. And this might be the hardest part, to be honest with you, but it is crucial. You need to allow your team the autonomy to get the job done, while still being available for support if needed. Notice I said support. You're not supposed to jump in and fix every little thing. You're providing support. Micromanaging really defeats the purpose of delegation, and again, can actually add to your mental and your workload. Delegating isn't about offloading work that you don't want to do. It's about empowering others to contribute to your business's success. It allows you to focus on what you do best while others handle the rest. And this allows you to then step away for the business. Whether you want to take a vacation that's totally unplugged or you just want some time away, you need someone else who is fully accountable and knows the process to be able to step in and take care of those things for you. All right, so with busy work out of the way, nice and easy, right? It's time to zero in on those high impact, those growth activities, ones that drive the business forward. And these are the tasks where I want you to be spending your time, even if they don't feel urgent. These high impact activities are the ones that align with your long-term goals. And they might not be urgent. They might not have a strict deadline next week or 2 days from now, but they're incredibly important. These are things like strategic planning, developing new products and services, building relationships with key partners, creating a marketing strategy. All of these things are things that you as business owner are responsible for, and you only have so many hours in the day. So you need to be able to banish that busy work, going through some of the steps we went through already, so that you can focus on these high-level tasks. Our brains can only handle so much. I mean, often when I think about Steve Jobs, you know, he famously wore the same outfit every day. Why do you think that is? He was minimizing the decision fatigue so he could focus his energy on Apple's vision and strategy. Much bigger decisions. He needed to save that energy for those bigger decisions. He knew that his time and his mental energy were most valuable resources, and he protected them fiercely. And here's how you can start to do the same. Number one, setting clear goals. What does success look like for you and your business? What are your top priorities? What do you want to achieve this quarter or this year? Having clear goals helps you stay focused on the activities that truly matter. And when you work with me, either one-to-one or inside the Profitable Small Business Club, we spend time setting those goals, those yearly goals, but we don't stop there. We break it down into 90-day goals and then into monthly goals. So every week we are on top of where our goals are. What's the next step to get us one step closer to reaching our goals? They're not lost in a Google Doc in the back of our Google Drive to be seen again at the end of the year. No, we're staying focused on those. Okay, number two is allocating time blocks. We talked a little bit about this at the beginning, but it's really about dedicating uninterrupted time slots for that high impact work. This might mean blocking out a morning each week for strategic planning or setting aside time each day for creative work. Whatever it is most important to you, you need to protect this time fiercely. And if you've been listening to the podcast, you know recently I did an episode where I discussed my use of the growth hour. And this has helped me so, so much. I've taken the first hour of each of my work days and focused solely on those high impact growth level tasks that I need to get done for my business. 1 hour, inbox isn't open, Slack isn't open, not on social media. I'm spending that 1 hour on what I need to do to move the needle forward in my business. So I'm working 5 days a week. That's giving me 5 hours of focused growth time each and every week. It's really helped me stay focused and actually move the needle on projects that have been sitting and sitting and sitting that I just never got to. And number three here is reviewing regularly. You need to periodically assess if you're focusing on the right activities. It's easy to get the train off the track. So you want to take time to review your goals and adjust your focus as needed. And I like to do this at least once a month. In the Profitable Small Business Club, I call this my monthly progress and pivot session, where I'm asking some specific targeted questions to make sure that I'm staying on track and make sure I'm still focusing on the right activities. By making these changes, you'll not only free up your time, but you'll also create space for the work that truly matters. The work that will grow your business and help you achieve your goals. Alrighty, if you're still with me, this is just one thing I want to leave with you. Remember, busy doesn't always mean productive. It's time to stop being busy and start being strategic. Your business and your future self will thank you for it. Until next time, keep shining. Thank you for joining me on this episode of CEO Amplify. I appreciate you being part of our thriving community of ambitious business owners. If you enjoy today's episode, I kindly ask you to share this podcast with a friend and take a hot minute to rate and leave a review. It would mean the world to me. Your feedback helps me reach more people and continue providing valuable content. Thanks so much for your support. Keep shining, and we'll catch you on the next episode.